Welcome to Private View, Adrian Searle's regular look at major works of contemporary art. In this instalment, Adrian takes a long, slow walk into Know There, Miroslav Balka's show at White Cube in London.
I am a man descending a staircase, fully clothed, not like Duchamp's nude. And I'm probably more out of breath than she would be anyway. And we've reached the bottom, where we have two choices to go left or right. And we're going to go right. Are you with me? We are at the beginning of a corridor. A corridor that runs round the perimeter of a subterranean gallery. We're just on the lip of it. The floor and the walls are of plywood, although the white-painted solid wall of the gallery is on my left. And this corridor leads towards a vanishing point. Of course, it doesn't reach it. There's a strong smell of the pine wood and an echo. And I look up and I can see the gallery ceiling. It's smart, white cube ceiling. But I can't see over the top of the wall, which is the same height I am, and the same height as the artist Miroslav Balka, 190-something centimetres tall. We're about halfway along the first side of this long walk. And the corridor is very narrow. You couldn't really pass someone without touching, which might be nice. You've just about got room to turn around and walk back. What is this walk? I'm sure many of you have been in similar artworks. Think of the corridors of Bruce Nauman, for example. And now we've reached the first corner, where the sharp angle of the plywood walls is like the prow of a ship. And I'm cornered, physically. And we start on the second leg of this walk, which, in its construction, in its memory, has something to do, as does the whole of its exhibition, with the death camp at Treblinka, where the walk between the place where the inmates undressed and the place where they were gassed was disguised. They would walk between trees which hid barbed wire. No one wanted them to panic. If I didn't tell you this, we might think, well, of Bruce Nauman, of one of his walks in homage to Samuel Beckett. And the title of this whole exhibition, Know There, or Not Here, a contraction of two words, N-O-T-H-E-R-E, is again reminiscent of Beckett. I don't really know how much he has to do with this, or what he would think. In these talks, these funny little broadcasts, I try and give a feeling of what it's like to be somewhere, or what the experience of an artwork means to me. And sometimes I think I just can't do it, and I just can't capture it. I make it up anyway. Bear with me. At the end of this corridor, there's a flickering light. A light which comes from a projection onto the floor, down a flight of steps, in the next space. We're not walking towards a gas chamber. We're just walking through an art gallery. And we're standing at the top of another short flight of steps. A bit like this. Reminds me of the sort of flight of steps you imagine someone having to stroll up bravely toward their execution. The film, which is what this flickering light is a blurry landscape in black and white, revolving. The handheld camera turning and turning. There's an airplane in the sky, trees in black and white. The trees turn around the edge of the screen, up one way, then the other. There's a tree, there's a car. It's just a patch of wood. In fact, it's where the ramp once was, in Treblinka. An anonymous place, really. Who knows what's in the trees? I don't know, I imagine ripped up porn mags, litter, rubbish. A place where people come, who knows, for trysts. What do we do now? I think there's only one thing left to do, and that's to mount the other flight of steps from this sunken space and begin our walk again. Another turn of this circle of punishment. Barker wants us to think about the past, and I think he also wants us to think about our own rites of passage, our own walks. It's a metaphor as well as an echoey corridor, as his work has always been. From the very first time I saw his sculpture, The First Communion, a sculpture of a young man entering adulthood. Other works have used ash and rope and human hair, but it's never entirely ghoulish. And he has an almost lugubrious sense of humour and a wit, does this son of a monumental stonemason. I hesitate to use the word poetry in connection with his art, or in connection with any art that has to do with the Holocaust. Didn't Theodore Adorno say that poetry wasn't possible after Auschwitz? Or has that become a cliché? And then, of course, Paul Celan and his poetry so eloquently evoked death coming from Germany. I think we can say that you can make a poetic work of art about anything, and especially death. And also about the unspeakable. If I try and talk about presence and what it's like to be somewhere, probably very badly as I improvise these podcasts, I suppose what we're really talking about is absence. Being here and not being here. The thing one can describe and the thing one can never describe, the indescribable. Which may be no more than the sense of being somewhere, feeling the blood go round your body, the daylight, the artificial light, the people you're with or not with, the yearnings you have, all of that. We're about to walk down that staircase again, to the bottom, where the film projected onto a rectangle of salt turns and turns and turns in its own way. It's exhausting and it's never ending.